the presentation of a new transcribed feature of five-a-week daytime serial program, The Story of Aunt Mary. In a few minutes, we'll entertain you with a...
Too high.
Presentation of a new transcribed feature of five-a-week daytime serial program, The Story of Aunt Mary. In a few minutes, we'll entertain you with a typical episode from this famous radio story, just as broadcast. But first, assuming you are not here to be entertained, but to work, we'll give you the business facts in connection with the availability of this program for your local use. These facts include some rather amazing figures. Please remember, before bringing them to you, we've checked their reliability thoroughly. And for your convenience, we're limiting ourselves to the essential figures, without which you could not fully measure the value to you of this unusual transcribed offering. Now, as you know, the biggest expenditure by leading national advertisers among all the various forms of radio promotion is in daytime serials. The products advertised on these network serial programs are leaders in sales in grocery and drug stores throughout the country. So it seems a reasonable business conclusion that the manufacturers of these products have learned how to get the most for their advertising dollars. Obviously, a good many successful local advertisers know this. But producing a daytime serial of the quality broadcast by the national leaders for local use would require a prohibitive cost. Now, for the first time, a fine serial actually being broadcast for a famous national advertiser with a Hooper rating which makes it a leader among serials is available to you for use in your own local market. Aunt Mary has been a Western Network program broadcast as far as Denver and El Paso for over 4 years, is sponsored by the Albers Division of the Carnation Company. The various Hooper rating figures, which we'll show you later in detail, place it consistently in the first dozen or so of the 60 or 70 five-a-week shows broadcast by the national networks. And of equal, if not greater importance, you can use Aunt Mary with assurance of a long-continued broadcast. You needn't worry about having to look for something else at the end of 6 months or a year, just when you have promotion plans for a program all worked out and beginning to bring results. Because each day the program is broadcast over the Western Network, it is recorded. At present, over 600 Aunt Mary programs with proven Hooper ratings are available to you. And now suppose, to give you a little rest from my voice, you visit with Aunt Mary for a minute. Then I'll return and go over with you some new and not generally known figures about daytime radio.
Rather difficult to talk about oneself. I think your best introduction to me and to my family here on Willow Road Farm will be through the episode you will hear in a few minutes of the broadcast of our story. So I'd like to tell you something of the friends I've acquired during a period of over 4 years. It's meant so much to me to learn from the many letters I receive that people have taken me and my family to their hearts, that they follow our story with such keen interest. It's heartwarming to receive letters telling how our story and its handling of daily problems has helped others solve similar problems. It's an appreciated responsibility to get letters asking for help and advice. An equal satisfaction is to see the number of letters that identify me in our story with the fine products which make our program possible. Of course, I don't know about sales figures and returns and all that sort of thing, so somebody else will have to tell you that. But I do know from the mail I receive that I and my family have made the sort of friends who are not only consistent listeners, but who are also loyal friends of the sponsors who bring to these listeners our daily visits with them. I hope they can become loyal friends to you, too.
Thank you, Aunt Mary. Now, friends, almost anyone can theorize about types of radio programs, but we're talking to you as a businessman, so we'll do you the courtesy of sticking to the facts and figures about daytime radio serials. This information comes from an imposing group of authorities. We won't take time now for their names and titles. Later, when we go into the detailed Hooper rating data with you, we can show you who they are and of the authority with which they speak. Suppose we assume you and I are looking into the use of a daytime serial for the promotion of our business. I'll speak for both of us and ask the questions we would want answers to. We'll ask these questions of a representative of our research department who is here with the data about which I spoke. Before we proceed, he insists I ask you to judge him by the value of his information, not by his performance. Because, as he says, he's a professional research man, not a radio performer. Now, here's the first question. How many women listen to daytime serials?
Of all the women at home in the daytime, 54% listen to serial programs. They average hearing 5 8/10 different serials per day.
That's certainly impressive. Now, which women listen to daytime serials? That is, will I reach a cross-section? Or are they a particular type of some sort?
Well, by economic groups, 35% of the A group, 48% of the B group, 56% of the C group, and 61% of the D group listen. By cultural groups, 41% of the high, 56% of the average, and 59% of the low groups listen. Now, within each cultural group, among daytime serial listeners, there is no significant difference between listener and non-listener in, happiness, social intelligence, nor attitude towards self, family, or community.
Sounds like all sorts of women listen. My wife does every day. I'm glad to have you prove she's just a nice, average girl. Now, what are women doing while listening? How can they spare all that time for one type of radio?
Well, 31% of the time, they're listening only. 26% of the time, doing kitchen work. 20% general housework. 12% sewing. 7% eating. 2% dressing. 2% reading or playing cards or other games. In other words, one-third of the time, listening only. Two-thirds of the time, listening while doing housework and other things around the house.
What else do women listen to in the daytime?
Well, our latest figures show that the average listening per day is divided something like this. Now, these figures may have changed a little, you understand, but not very much. Miscellaneous shows, 13 minutes. Audience participation shows, 14 minutes. Music, 27 minutes. News, 31 minutes. Serial programs, 1 hour and 18 minutes.
Well, could that be because there are more serials to listen to?
Oh, no. Because during any quarter hour of the day in typical cities, there are 5 or more non-serial programs available to these same listeners.
What are some of the leading products in which advertising, in the advertising of which daytime serials play such a major part?
Well, now, let's see. There's Oxydol, Babo, Bisquick, Dreft, Ovaltine, Sweetheart Soap, Folgers Coffee, Ivory Soap, Anison, Gold Medal Flour, Tony Permanent Wave, Does, Spry, Swansdown Cake Flour, Postum, Crisco, Baker's Chocolate, Camay soap, Maxwell House coffee, Carnation and Albers products, Sperry products, Wheaties.
That sounds like the blue book of merchandising success, doesn't it? Now, just one more. Oh, never mind your notes. I don't think the answer's there. If it was your money, would you buy Aunt Mary?
Well, I don't think I ought to express an opinion.
No. Go ahead. Or is it against the ethics of your profession?
Well, you've heard my figures. No other type of radio can equal them. And you yourself said the sponsor list sounded like a blue book of success. If I were an advertiser, I'd want success. Does that answer you?
That's the most carefully stated yes I've ever heard. Coming from a man as cautious as you, it makes the impressive figures we've been hearing become all the more impressive. And thank you for giving them to us.
You're very welcome, sir.
A word now about the top talent who produced the Aunt Mary program. The author is Virginia Crosby, who has written three famous nationally broadcast serials in addition to Aunt Mary. Road of Life for Procter & Gamble, Today's Children for General Mills, and Arnold Grimm's Daughter for General Mills. The director is George L. Fogle, actor, stage manager, and director in the New York Theater before coming into radio. For over 7 years, director of Ma Perkins for Procter & Gamble, probably the best-known and most successful of all daytime serials. Aunt Mary is played by Miss Jane Morgan, loved by radio listeners throughout the country for her roles in Cavalcade of America, Screen Guild, Jack Benny's Show, Point Sublime, Dr. Christian, and a number of other shows. The rest of the cast is also of star caliber. Fred Howard as Lefty Larkin, successful songwriter and radio writer in addition to almost constant appearances on famous radio programs. Jane Webb as Peggy Mead, on the air since she was 9, noted for her portrayals in Tom Mix, The Bartons, The Baxters, and Those Websters. Patrick McGeehan is Ben Calvert, one of radio's great character actors, widely known for his parts on Big Town, The Abbott and Costello Show, The Durante Show, Hollywood Star Time, Michael Shane, and The Red Skelton Show. Josephine Gilbert is Kit Calvert. Jack Edwards of the famous Edwards family is Bill Mead. Irene Tedrow is Jesse Calvert. Jay Novello as David Bowman. And in other parts, such top radio performers as Tom Collins, Cy Kendall, Betty Lou Gerson, and Ken Peters. And now let's hear an episode of Aunt Mary as it's heard over the Western Network and as it's available transcribed for your local use.